This excerpt is from the opening to The Global Lords of Poverty, which describes and analyzes the structural adjustment programs, known by their acronym SAPs, being imposed on third world countries. You've probably been taught about systems of debt peonage that prevailed in more sinister eras or lands. The sharecropper or laborer was forced to pay off perpetual debt to the landlord or company, who, of course, set the prices and kept the accounts. The system was nothing but a thinly disguised form of slavery, with the peons in bondage and worked to the bone to enrich the overlords. What you'll never be told in any mainstream textbook or news report is that today's world economy has evolved into a colossal system of debt peonage, with some 70 nations and billions of human beings in its cruel thrall. It's a system that brings unprecedented aggrandizement of wealth to the super rich, while squeezing, quite literally, the lifeblood out of the people who can least afford it. Over the past 30 years, a ruthless economic restructuring has been imposed by means of the third world debt crisis. The leading world financial institutions, the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, have stepped in to design and impose structural adjustment programs to ensure that poor countries generate more foreign exchange earnings to go as debt repayment to banks in the rich countries. The UN Economic Commission for Africa has estimated that 6 million children die in the third world each year as a result of these World Bank, IMF, austerity measures. There is probably no dynamic in motion in the world today that has more devastating impact on more lives than these SAPs, yet they are non-issues in the U.S. media. Let's take a closer look at what these programs are about and what they mean in human terms.